Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what might be when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only.
Hallelujah. We give God praise on this evening. Tamla, man, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for an imagination that can take us there in the presence of God. We can get there through our imagination to be in the presence of the Lord. We thank God, hallelujah, that he is on this line, that wherever you are in these United States of America, the Lord is with you. I thank God for the presence of God being here with me and Pastor Rebecca with the New Creation Christian Ministries. Those of you who called in, believe me when I tell you, the Bible says, never will he leave you, never will he forsake you. He said, I will always be with you. So I love it. As it said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for prophecy. We thank God for proclaiming God's word. We thank God, hallelujah, for the righteous who pray, for the righteous who press, for the righteous who push through. Sometimes when these bodies and these minds and these even our own will don't want to, I thank God that you are here at prayer and I am here at prayer because Jesus said we ought to do this until he come back. So we're going to pray. And I want to read just a few verses from Luke 17. I really want to get to verse number 6, but let's be starting at 3 very quickly. We're not going to stay here too long. It says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostles said to Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. I want to put emphasis here on verse number 6. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. I thank God for this text. We see something similar in Mark chapter number 11, where he says, have faith in God, and if we speak to the mountain and do not doubt in our hearts, we can move that mountain out of our way. He goes on to say, therefore, when you pray, whatsoever you believe, believe that you receive. And then he goes on to say, in talking about Mark, he says, when you're praying, forgive. He said, while you're praying, forgive. Because when we pray, our hearts are opened. Amen, somebody. Our spirit is in tune with God. While we're praying, we're in the spirit. And God has opportunity for us to forgive. And something similar is going on here in Luke chapter 17, where he interjects forgiveness. And he said, offenses will come. I didn't read that part. But he said, in the days in which you live, there are some people that's going to disrespect you. There are some people that may turn against you. There are some people that may try to use you and abuse you. But Jesus says, forgive them. Not only forgive them, I have given you the capacity to forgive. And he says this, if he keeps doing it 7 times in a day and comes back and repent, you have to keep walking in love and keep forgiving. And the disciples at that point said, Lord, increase our faith. And I love his response. You don't need a big faith. You just need a big heart. Glory be to God. It's never the size of our faith, but it is the size of our heart. My wife, I think she heard this from a motivational speaker or somebody, and I put it in my memory bank. But she said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People don't know and care how much you know until they know how much you care. In other words, people want to know that you're concerned about them, that you love them, that you really care about what they're going through. And Jesus was saying that you don't need big faith. You just need a big heart to forgive. You need the capacity that I have given you. And that happens through prayer. So they said, Lord, increase our faith. Because he says, if you don't, then a root, this thing can take root in our lives. This is why we got to pray. Every year, the former owner of this house, and we've been here for 20 years, and we're going to pray. But there was a rose bush on the side of our house. And every year I forget, as the summer comes in, and I pull this bush with my hands, and I always get a handful of thorns, and it hurts. Because the roots go deep in the ground. No matter how I cut it, I can use weed kill. Those thorns come up every year. And I kill the same weeds in my backyard every single year. Because the roots are deep down in the ground that I can't get to. And through prayer, the enemy's trying to get the negative things in our life to take root. And we're not going to let them do that. Amen, somebody. We're not going to let that thing go down so deep that God can't uproot it. And this is why we come to prayer, because Jesus is the only one that can pull it up from the root. God, I thank you tonight for your people. I thank you that we came here to pray. God, you know the issues that remain in our lives. You know the familiar spirits that are still sticking around. You understand the issues through the ex and through haters and through enemies that still get under our skin and that still get us out of the will of God and out of the spirit. So God, right now, like the disciples ask you, increase our faith on tonight. You said we don't need great faith. We just need a great faith in you. It can be a small seed faith, but it got to be faith in God. So, Lord, I pray for your people right now that you would do a supernatural ability through their strength. I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister that you would give them a supernatural ability through your anointing, through your oil, through the wine that you will pour into their lives on tonight to do the impossible. So, God, those who are going through a storm, those who understand what I'm talking about, when I'm talking about some things have a root and they're down deep and it looks like those issues are still around. Those who have a trouble in a situation and going through a test, God, I thank you right now that they came to prayer. I thank you right now that you said come to you with supplications and prayer requests. God, I thank Kurobo Oshata. I thank you right now, Jesus, that you have the power to uproot every curse, to break every chain, to remove every yoke, to lift every burden. So, God, we are praying to the only one that can help us, the only one that can dry our weeping eyes, the only one that can heal our broken heart, the only one that can fix that which is broken, the only one that can restore the joy of the Lord. So, God, we came to you. Those who burn and weary, heavy laden, you said, come to you, run to you, chase after you. Your yoke is easy, your burden is light. So, God, you said, learn of you through Jesus. And right now, we're calling on the name of Jesus. We said on Sunday about mercy, your mercies are new every single morning. Every day, we can do what you just told your disciples. We can forgive starting today. That spirit of division is in too many families where sometimes children and parents aren't communicating like they should. Spouses aren't communicating like they should. There are siblings who are not communicating like we should and like we can. But the devil is a liar. We bind up the spirit of division on tonight. We cast down that spirit of discord, that spirit of confusion, that spirit, God, that is of the devil. He is the one that divides. He is the one that split us apart. He is the one that brings denominations and non-denominations. He is the one that brings a division among even Christians in the name of Jesus. But God, right now, we're taking authority because you said what we bind will be bound. And you said in your word, what we loose, it will be loosed. And I'm praying for a greater unity in the family. I'm praying for greater unity in your church. We're praying for greater unity, hallelujah, throughout the body of Christ. God, you said we are the body, and we can't say we don't need one another because we're connected to each other. Oh, the devil is a liar. I pray for New Creation Church. Thank you for the oneness that we have there. Thank you for the love through the pastors and the shepherds and the members of the church and the collective body that come to New Creation in the name of Jesus, those that come to the prayer line with the same spirit, the same heart, the same, glory be to God, anointing that God has given us in the name of Jesus. So God, you said we have life and death in our mouth. You said there's power in our tongue. You said our words is how we win. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So God, we are reminded by all of those in Hebrews chapter number 11. By faith, Noah got through troubled times. By faith, Moses got through troubled times. By faith, David, hallelujah, when his son went on to be the Lord, got through in troubled times. By faith, Sarah and Abraham, even when it didn't happen for 25 years. I said they had to wait 25 long years for the miracle child of Isaac. That's a long time. But God gave them it through faith. And right now, we are praying what the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith on tonight. That one who is going through financial difficulty, God, give them the resources that they need. You are Jehovah Jireh, their provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign. You are Jehovah, oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord being on this prayer line. I thank you for my marriage. I thank you for our church. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for supernatural ability to get through hard times and rough seasons. You say to every time under the sun, every season, every time, there is a purpose. And God, right now, wherever your people are, whatever season they're walking through, we pray they strengthen the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. We pray they strengthen the Lord. Yeah. God, sometimes all we have is you. We relied on people, and they've disappointed us. Certain people were not reliable. But God, we come to you tonight. Jesus, we're crying out to you tonight. Your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Your mercies are new every morning. Yes. So God, right now, we thank you for opportunity. We give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. God, you said, mourn with those who mourn, rejoice with those who rejoice. And as we get ready to travel this week, I'm praying for Renee Jackson, praying for Fatia Al, Mother Mae Thomas, Mustafa Sr. We're praying for those who are getting ready for the homegoing service this weekend. Praying for me and Pastor Rebecca, to those that will travel from New Jersey all over this nation, going to the state of Florida. God, it is a heavy, sad occasion while we're going, but we pray that your spirit is there with us. We say strengthen the mom, strengthen the dad, strengthen Mother Mae Thomas, all those who are heavy laden and hurting and weeping and mourning, including my wife, my daughter, myself. God, be with us tonight as we continue to pray and look to the author and finisher of our health and look to the hills from which cometh our help. It comes from you, God. So we pray for one another. We're there for one another. And God, we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're taking calls now, and we're going to take calls as they come in. We do see a hand raised already, but if you press 1 on your phone, we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to believe God. We're going to continue to intercede. We see these hands raised, and we're going to get right to these callers.
Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you said we shall always pray, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the word that's already gone forth, oh God. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone forth, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For using my husband as your vessel, oh God, to encourage and exhort your people, oh God, unto good works and to, Father God, to continue, Father God, to, Father God, manifest kingdom through your word. So, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless all those who are part of this prayer line, God. Continue, Father God, to, Father God, just open doors that no man can shut. Continue, Father God, to encourage and equip and edify and, Father God, emancipate those, Father God, who are looking, Father God, for breakthroughs and Father God, open doors and opportunities. And, Father God, those who are looking, Father God, as my husband said, looking unto the hills, knowing that our help truly does come from you. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. I pray for my mother, oh God. Continue to bless her. Continue to comfort her. Continue to keep her, oh God. Keep my sisters and my brother, oh God, even as and myself, God, even as we travel, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that, Father God, we, Father God, mourn with hope, oh God, that we continue, Father God, to put our hope and trust in you, knowing that we shall see Mustafa again, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for being the lift of our heads. We thank you for being faithful, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word does not fail, that you do not lie, that you cannot lie, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being that ever-present help in the time of trouble, God. We thank you, Lord. The Lord will touch each and every person that is in need of, Father God, comfort on tonight, God. Touch each and every person that's in need of hope on tonight. Touch each and every person, Father God, that's walking through some valley on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We pray over marriages. We pray over families, oh God, on tonight, God. We pray over finances on tonight, God. And we declare victory and breakthrough over each and every life, over every situation, over every person that's under the sound of my voice. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you tonight, God, because you are worthy. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. So bless this prayer line, oh God, as we open up these prayer lines, as we open up the phone lines, oh God. Bless those who will come on the line. Bless those who won't come on the line, oh God. Bless those who will listen to the archives, God. Bless those, oh God. We pray for supernatural release on tonight, God, of your divine manifestation of miracles, signs, wonders, breakthrough, oh God, victory in the lives of your people. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We see these hands. We'll take them in the order that they came in. Pastor, that first caller is 678, if I'm correct. God bless you. 678, your phone line is open. God bless you.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. I can't praise you enough. Even if I try, you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, you've been so good. good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many lives you've made, so many times you've healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made. So many times you heal me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you open. So many ways you made. So many times you heal me. You've been better than good to 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 me. You've been good, and he has been so good to me. God has been so good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being
Amen.
So good to me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all the open doors. Thank you, Jesus, for all the healing in my body. Thank you, Jesus, for always making a way for me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory is his name, dear Lord. Glory, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to thank God. I just came back from my vacation. I had such a relaxing vacation. It was so nice just to be away and in peace because I had no worries. I just wanted to take advantage that I was on vacation and I didn't want anything to bother me. So I let nothing at all bother me. I just took everything in that God gave to me this past week. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I want to tell you my deepest sympathy for your loss, for your family. I pray God can bring comfort to you guys and that there's traveling mercies on your way down to Florida and he'll bring you back safe because we need our pastors on this prayer line. So thank you so much, Jesus. I mean, God has been so good to me. He's been better than good to me. So thank you, Jesus, and thank everybody on this prayer line, and you guys have a nice week. Thank you.
Amen. Praise Amen. God, and Amen. And thank you for those wonderful words
yes.
and prayer as we do travel on tomorrow.
Yes.
And thank you for that. We're going to pray before we let you go, but we are so elated that you had a good vacation, relaxing in Florida, and that it was everything you wanted it to be. No
yes.
worries, no stress. So that
no
is a
stress.
Praise report. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise
let
God.
Us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria that even as we prayed, you gave her traveling mercies,
yes.
Got her there safely on her flight, got her there. She had a good time as she just testified. So, Lord, continue as she has returned back home. She found it like she left it. And we thank you, Lord, for her place of dwelling. We thank you for her son. And thank you for, as she said, the many opportunities, the many healings, the many things that you have already done, God. We give you praise for it.
Yes.
And right now, we speak a blessing over her life.
Yes.
We pray her strength in the Lord. We say, Lord, have your way. Continue to open doors that no one can shut. And God, I thank you as she grows spiritually, as she matures in the things of God, that she will continue to sing songs and win souls for your kingdom. So, Lord, bless her. Bless the works of her hand. Thank you, Lord, that she has the joy of the Lord in her heart, that she sings to these airways as we pray, God. And I thank you for the Spirit, Lord, being released on this line that would encourage hearts and exhort hearts and strengthen those, God, who are going through a hard time. So, God, we thank you for her life and her witness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And thank you for your prayers.
Thank you.
You guys have a safe trip down. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. What a great song.
Yeah.
You've been better than good to me. I love that song. I hear it on the radio so much. And he is a good God. Hallelujah. He is a good God. We can't say that enough. We can't say it too many times. This is now area code 111. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I love you guys so much. I'm so sorry for what you've been going through. While you were praying, Pastor Anthony, I just want to share. When you were praying and you turned your prayer toward your family, the Lord kept showing. I kept hearing in the spirit, greater, stronger. And I saw you, Pastor Anthony, in what was a sailboat. It initially was a sailboat, and the waters were dark. It was like when you see a hurricane coming in off the ocean. The waters were dark, the sky was dark, and it was pretty tumultuous. But the sailboat transitioned into a schooner, and I didn't have the opportunity to search the schooner. So I asked the Holy Spirit, what's the significance of that? Because I don't have time to look that up. And he was letting me know it takes skill. It takes another level of skill. And it goes faster. And he kept showing me, Pastor Anthony, that your hand is steady. It is steady, steady, steady. I kept hearing the word steadfast, and that a lot of the waves are the as you're making decisions and things to do with the ministry and to continue and to move forward with the ministry, that a lot of the waves, not only are they from the enemy, but sometimes when you're seeking godly counsel, people will give you good advice, but not necessarily God's advice. And you have the discernment. This is the greater, and the discernment to continue on the straight path and to go faster. There's an acceleration of that. As you walk through this storm, you kept your focus. You kept your focus on your job. You kept your focus with the ministry. And you were even able to cover, support, and comfort the family at the same time. So the greater is coming through that. And Pastor Rebecca, I saw the sword of the spirit in your hand. It was the sword that you would see in, you know, one of the movies that we see, that you were holding it in front of you with the tip pointed up. The tip was a very thick sword, and it was about the height of the top of your head. And as Pastor Anthony was praying, it grew and continued to grow and to get taller and taller. And I asked the Lord, what did this mean? And he said that your word is going further. It's going further, it's going faster, it's going higher in the heavenlies, it's taking down demonic forces and principalities that have higher authority in the demonic realm. Your word is going to cut through, and it's going to sever off things in the spirit realm, in the demonic realm, that have a higher authority. Your words are going to cut through all of that. It's not going to take any change in anything that you've done. He has given you a higher rank in the spirit realm. So even though you're speaking the same words and you're praying the same types of prayers, the level of authority in your words are going to be such that they will cut through at a higher level and take down principalities in regions that you haven't set your feet in. So I wanted to go ahead and share that real quick. The other thing I wanted to share is you guys have prayed for me sometimes. Well, you pray for me quite often, but you had said that I needed to carry a notebook with me. Pastor Anthony, you were saying that the Lord was going to start showing me things in just my day-to-day, common, everyday routine. You said I would see a bird or something like that, and it would mean something. So, as you know, we also had our family reunion. You guys prayed about that. We had a wonderful turnout for that. We had over 170 people that showed up, people that never came. That I know, just people who never came, people we've never met, just all kinds of wonderful things came out of that. One young man that, Pastor Anthony, that you had prayed about, the young men in my family, one of the young men that was out there on the periphery, we were concerned about him because of addiction and so forth. He came in, he's clean, he's living in his own apartment. He showed up, you know, so there's so many testimonies that don't want to take up the time from that. But I want to share this. The Lord had me because I wrote it down. He told me walk with a note. So let me share this, please, if you don't mind. My grandmother, when my grandmother passed, I think this is going to tie in a little bit with what you were saying, Pastor Anthony, in your prayers. When my grandmother passed away, my mother's generation, the sisters, they went into my grandmother's garden and they dug up some of her flowers and they brought them back to their own homes and they planted them in the yard. So there's a daylily that's grown and continued to grow in our front yard, the house where I live. And it divides and continues to multiply. And, you know, they just continue on year after year. So this has been decades and decades. Last year during the Christmas season, I dug up some of them. I split them off and I sent them to some of my cousins. I have one cousin in Cincinnati that showed me pictures of where she planted it in her yard in Cincinnati. And she wrote to me and said, "The circle will not be broken. These are our roots. These are our family roots." Mm-hmm. And she was crying. I was crying. And I asked the Lord, because I'm not much of a crybaby. I think I just been through so much that I just go to God and say, "Now, why are we crying? You know, why are we crying over these flowers? You know, she shows me a picture of a flower. Why am I crying? You know?" So he told me, he said, "Study this, you know, there's significance to this." So this particular lily, it has three inside petals, has three outside petals. We know three is the perfect number of God. The stamen that comes up in the center of it has six little prongs. We know that's the number of men. And the stamen, it's a key piece to the reproduction system of the plant. That's how, you know, the bees come pollinate and they create seeds. The thing about the seeds, this plant, the stem grows tall and they call it will bow. They say that type will bow forward. So it's very tall and it bows forward. It has three petals inside, three petals outside. Stamen has six. When it reproduces, it makes a seed sac. The seed sac has a cell of three. Here's the thing about the seed, though, because it's a hybrid, and the Lord took me through Master Gardener training, so, like, I'm sorry if I'm getting technical, but it means something in the spirit. The seeds, if you were to plant this, you would not get a duplicate of that plant because it's a hybrid. A hybrid means that it could be a mutation. You could plant an orange plant. You could take those seeds, put them in the ground, and you could get a green plant. You could get a yellow plant. You could get a blue plant. It may not look like. So especially as generations go down, it may not look anything like the original plant. So that six being the number of man, that reproduction of that seed, you're not going to get a complete duplicate of this. You're not going to get the original. You're not going to get that same image again. It's not guaranteed. The only way that you're supposed to, if you want to transplant this, is do what I did. You've got to dig the rhizome up out of the ground, and a rhizome looks like a sweet potato or a yam, but they're small. You have to take it from, you have to go underground. You've got to go into the dirt. You've got to pull through and grab the root of that thing, and you've got to plant it with the root intact if you want to get a duplicate of the original, if you want it to be exactly like the original. So man's way isn't going to make it. You've got to do it this way and take the root of the thing. I was in the store, and the Lord said, put a pin in that. So I was in the store getting supplies to bake pies and things like that for this reunion. A gentleman asked me what I was going to make. I told him, he said, "Do you make your pie crust from scratch, or are they store-bought?" I said, "They have to be scratch. My mama taught me they got to be scratch. I know what pie crust tastes like. If I buy a store-bought, I know this is not it. I would dishonor my mother, you know, so it's a thing. I have to make it from scratch." And he said, "Yeah, my mother used to always make it from scratch, but my wife, she buys the store-bought." And I felt that thing. It was like with the crying over the flower. Like, why? I'm like, "Father, why is this to you?"
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, like, well, who cares, you know? So he looked at me, and he said, a pie crust is just flour and a little bit of shortening. And I said, yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is. And I was saying the same thing to the Holy Ghost. I'm like, that's all it is. So why do I care? You know, why are we talking about this? So I got home, and it was like, you know, there's two sides of that. One is it's nothing. So why won't she do it for him? The flip side of that, it's nothing. So why does he care so much about it? So I asked the Lord, like, so why is this such a big, what has this got to do with the flower in the yard? And he said, no one is taking the time to make memories. They buy memories.
Wow.
They buy memories for their, they don't
wow.
sit down and create memories. So I know, like, when I was making my pie crust, the things that, and the Lord was showing me, said, the things that you learned, if you tear a hole in your pie crust, you don't throw out the whole pie. You just patch it, you fill it, and then you serve it to people. And that's what I do, the Spirit of Grace is saying. This is what I do. So he doesn't throw everything out. If you make a mistake, he will patch it, he will fill it, and he will use you to serve others. And those are the types of things that we're taught. When he said, I bless your hands, but we don't put our hands to things in the families anymore. He taught us through his word to continue on with these traditions, to stack the stones so that you would tell your children, this is the place when God split the waters and we walked through on dry ground. And then when he told us how to create the garments, when just exactly what to go in the anointing oil, when we have the feast, whenever we have any of these gatherings. And he said, this is how you teach your children through these traditions. And we've lost a lot of traditions, and we've lost the hands-on approach to maintaining these histories in our families. And so that's how he was tying all of that. I didn't understand. I'm like, why is this stranger asking me about a pie crust, and why is this such a deep hurt for him, you know? But it's a severing off of important things that rooted him in his family and in the generations of his family and in the word of God, truthfully. So because you guys have prophesied that and prayed that over me, I wanted to share that tonight. I wanted to share what the Lord was showing me. My prayer request is, as you know, my finances and my house situation and my property is become, you know, urgent beyond urgent. And so I would just ask for God's protection and his wisdom for moving forward with that. And I'll continue to pray for you guys, of course, as you travel and anything else that you need. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise
Amen.
God. Let us lift that up before the Lord. And thank you for the prophetic utterances toward us.
Yes.
We receive it. By faith. Father, we thank you, Sister Barbara. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Even as she testified, God, of the family and the legacy and the unity, God, and even the roots through the generations. You said in your word, you'll bless the third and fourth generation. So, God, your gospel can reach throughout. Yes, we have technology. Yes, we have distractions. Yes, we have division. But, God, your word, your gospel can break through it. So those of us who know Jesus, like your dear daughter, those of us that know the gospel that have set us free, God, let us pray for our families. Let us pray in the name of Jesus at the roots. And as she said, to create the memories, as God, we would create legacies and stories and testimonies of your goodness, that generations to come will have these stones in place. So, God, she has a financial need. She needs a financial miracle.
Yeah.
And we know that you're a miracle-producing, manifesting God. We have not because we ask not. And we're coming on behalf of your dear sister, God. And we know, hallelujah, sometimes we need favor. Sometimes we need grace. Sometimes we need mercy. But, God, whatever form you decide to send it in, we receive it, God, by faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God. So, God, give her favor, give her grace, give her mercy. And if you have to, give her money. So, in the name of Jesus, we believe our faith is already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But to God be all glory.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for such godly insight and wisdom. I'm the youngest of eight. My mother was born in 1929 and 1930, one of those years. But she's seen so much and taught me so much. And those roots are still with me, although we're young. And I thank you for bringing back that importance of creating memories and moving that legacy on. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And I certainly, we certainly received the word. It's amazing. As you were speaking about the sword, God had me dig in my library. I have a library, two bookcases built into my fireplace at home, and I was digging into my library, and I had pulled out this book yesterday, and on the front of the book is the sword.
Big sword.
Pointed upward with a light beaming off of the tip of it. And the name of the book is The Believer's Authority. So I just want you to know, like, the confirmation of what God was saying, because I've been reading that book since yesterday, and the confirmation of what God has been blessing me through that book, the depth of the revelation that's coming through and registering in my spirit. And what you were saying was just so on point, that God was using you to let me know that I need to keep reading. I pulled three books out of this one, of the Power of Laying On of Hands, and the Making of the Authentic Validated Prophet. I pulled all three of those books out, but that just happened to be one of the books I pulled out, and God is letting me know to keep reading that book. So I thank you for the release, the obedience in releasing that word. And God is saying, even as you were talking about the root, the planting, the uprooting of the hybrid and the potato, the sweet potato thing at the bottom of the roots of the thing, as you pull that thing up by the roots, there's a replanting and a reproducing of the original, and even I believe that it's even a multiplication of the plant, you know, that the plant even grows even the more so as it is replanted into a wider, a bigger space, so that the roots can begin to develop and spread out more. And God was speaking prophetically through that as well. There's something in that for you, where God is beginning to not only uproot some things, but there's a replanting that's taking place. And I was asking God as you were speaking, trying to see exactly what God was saying with the replanting, but there's a spreading out that's getting ready to take place, a widening even of your tents, you know, the borders of your tents. So it's just, I see God doing some, I hear bigger, some bigger things in your life. So, and also that word which you spoke about, turbulence, is speaking loudly to me. The turbulence is necessary. So even as you go through the turbulence and hold on steady to God and the promises of God, you will come out on the other side intact. So just walk with that and continue to look for God all around you and listen, because God is speaking. He's speaking. Even with the pies, he's speaking. I thought you were going to say you're going to start a pie. For baking pies, amen. I thought God would show you something about that, but God is speaking. He's speaking. So there's a divine revelation that's getting ready to be released to you. So keep that notebook and keep your ears, your spiritual eyes and ears open.
Amen. Amen. Can I just, just one little thing that I didn't say with the with the plants, that particular lily, they don't use those in the floral shops anymore. They go with these fancier versions of them that they charge for, whatever. But they don't last in nature. They don't naturalize. So the wild one, the natural one that I was talking about, the one that can reproduce, they will survive when buildings collapse, when people they will outlive a neighborhood because the leaves grow taller and when they compete for the sunlight, and the leaves grow taller and they're able to survive, and they continue, they will in any environment So even though you tear down a house or whatever around it, as Pastor Anthony was saying, all of the stuff that he does to try to get rid of that rose bush, this same thing, the fancier ones that people like now, that people want now, that sell at high prices now, they can't survive. This one is the one that survives.
It
reaches and gets the sunlight when the others are dying off. So I forgot to mention that. So it is significant. You know, God does really significant things in nature. But, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I included that because I forgot to say that. But thank you for receiving it. I appreciate you guys so much.
Amen.
And I appreciate
Amen.
Your prayer.
Powerful. Amen. God bless you. That's so powerful. Powerful. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Amen. Praise God.
Taking our next caller. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nine-seven-three. God bless you this evening.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
All right. This is Kevin again. This is part two of my calling in the first time. I had a little bit of, you know, emotional. I'm pretty sure you guys remember. This is Kevin, Carmen's son.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Kevin. Yes, good to hear from you.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it short. I just want to let you guys know, you know, I had a blessing today. I went to this place that I normally don't really go to because it's kind of crowded. And this lady was like, you know, we're having a little raffle. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. I said, what I got to do? She said, just sign in and we'll give you a ticket. So I'm walking around and I write down the ticket. I write down the number of the ticket, and they just start raffling stuff off. And it's so crazy. They name my numbers one by one in exact order, and I'm like, there's no way that I won this. And I put my hand up. I went to the front, and I said, I think I won. And he said, you won. Congratulations, you won $500. And
Woo!
I couldn't believe it.
Jesus! Oh my God!
And I really never went any raffles or anything like that. And I was like, oh, you know what? I have a good feeling I might win, but I just couldn't believe it. It was just like the first thing I thought. I said, "Thank you, Lord. You always take care of me. I wasn't even asking for money, and you just put this money in front of me." And I called my mother. He said, "You better call the prayer line. You better let them know." And I said, "Don't worry about it. I'll do it."
Well, that is such a blessing, and we got a lot of callers tonight, and they heard that testimony. But like you said, this is not something planned, but God just wanted to bless you today.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I want to keep it short and just let you know I thank God all the time. He always takes care of me.
Hey.
All right, we're going to say a quick prayer before we let you go.
Yeah. All right.
Father, we thank you. Even as Brother Kevin, you have blessed him, and he knows that's the work of your hand, how these numbers fell in place. So, God, continue to bless him, if it's financially, if it's spiritually, whatever way you see fit, God. He knows it was you that added this income to his life. So, God, continue to take care of him and his mom, his children. And we thank you for his life, God, even as he called and had a praise report of your goodness. We needed some good news on this prayer line, and we thank you for his testimony. Keep him strong, God. And we thank you for your love for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God bless you, man. I hope you spend it on something that you want.
Yeah, and I'm going to see you guys soon because my mother told me that you guys are having something. I will be there.
Yes, the anniversary, August the 12th.
Yes.
Yep.
All
right. We're going to see you soon. All right.
All right. We look forward to seeing you. Call again.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Praise God.
That is awesome. $500, Pastor. That's a lot of money.
I'll take it.
Amen. That's a lot of money. We got another caller. What a testimony and praise report.
832.
This is 832. God bless you this evening. 832.
Yes. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
We're doing well tonight.
How are you?
God bless.
I'm fine. I want to give my condolences to you and the family. And may God be with you. And I was just wanting a quick prayer. My son was diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is overactive thyroid, and the medication that they gave him is not working, and he's losing energy, and he's just coping. But I'm believing God for a miracle that he can restore his healing and his health in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to believe and lift that up to God in prayer. Amen. What's your son's name?
Quindell.
Quindell. And who are we speaking with?
His mother, Vanessa.
God bless you, Vanessa and Quindell. God, we lift Vanessa and Quindell up to you, especially her son, Father God. We know that you are a healer. You said, hallelujah, you sent your word that they might be healed. And we know by the stripes of Jesus, we decree and declare him healed. God, touch him supernaturally. This Father God, and this abnormal thyroid situation, this overactive thyroid, God, that body belongs to you. And we thank you from the crown of his head, the top of his head, to the bottom of his feet, God, as his mother came to this prayer line. Because you said, with two or more is to touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of you. God, get a doctor's wisdom. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't rely on medicine, but God, if it's through modern medicine, I thank you for the proper diagnosis. I thank you for proper treatment. God, whatever way you want to heal, we believe, hallelujah, it's already done. We believe the power of God, the blood of Jesus over this young man's life. God, thank you that body will be regulated by you, that every bodily organ that will function according to your will. God, give him the energy. Give him the strength. Give him the vitality, Lord, that he seems to be losing in the name of Jesus. We pray his strength in the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, do it by faith. Oh, we believe by faith, God. We have hope in you. You said we come to you, God, and believe by faith. Hallelujah. You will hear our prayers. And right now we're praying for this mother. Give us strength, God. Don't even let discouragement or worry come in. Don't let stress come in, God. In the name of Jesus, we lay them at the altar. We bring them to you with boldness and courage. We bring them to you, God, with confidence that Christ, you would intervene.
Yes, God.
We know we can do all things through you.
Yes.
So, God, we pray for his healing. We pray for restoration. We pray that every disease and infirmity, every spirit of sickness would get up out of his body. We bind that spirit of sickness and disease up off of this man of God. So God, restore his strength.
We loose
the healing of God. We release healing in the name of Jesus. So God, the balm of Gilead on his life.
Thank you.
The
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus running through his veins. Oh, it's done. In Jesus' name, we lift him up to you, God. We decree and declare him healed. Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Never seen the righteous nor their seed begging. And we believe by faith through you, your son is sanctified in the spirit. And we know that God is going to turn that situation around. We believe strongly. God has already turned it around. Through your prayers, mother. We got a book here, The Power of a Praying Mother. And I know you've been praying for your son. Amen. Follow the treatment. That medicine may not work. It may be, he may be given another medicine. But supernaturally, naturally, we believe in God that he's healed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We praise God. We thank God for you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And we send a special message. Blessing to Sister Vanessa.
Yes,
victory
God.
In every area
thank
of life.
Yes,
she came with this sickness and this thyroid situation. But God, you know everything pending. You know everything on the prayer altar. You know everything, God, she has before you. And meet that need, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage her heart and give her strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Vanessa, I just hear God saying, this is just a test. And your faith is being tested, but you're coming out of this with flying colors. Continue to follow the doctor's orders, but as you do that, continue to declare healing over your son. Continue to declare healing over your son. Get some anointed oil and lay hands on him and touch him and just declare, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I receive and declare the healing that is the children's bread over your life, son.
Amen.
And just keep declaring healing. The devil will try to come up and say, the medicine's not working, this is not working. But God said, by the stripes of Christ, he is healed.
Yes.
And we stand in agree and touch and agree with you for his healing. And just, you have the authority of healing in your mouth. So continue to declare healing and watch God manifest healing in your son's life. And then come back and make sure you come back and give us that praise report.
Thank you,
and I sure will. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Amen.
God,
and we receive
God.
Your condolences. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
She did what the Bible commanded. Bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith, which we just did. And as you said, Pastor G, going to anoint and lay oil on him, and the sick shall recover. We believe that by faith. Pastor, take this next caller.
Yes. Before we do that, I see my mother on the line. Amen. So we're going to pray for Mother May Thomas.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name and we worship you. We magnify your name on tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my Mother May Thomas, oh God, for your faithful servant, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your hand upon her life, God. I thank you for the strength that you have given her, oh God, even to walk through this valley, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, even that she knows that you are with her, that your rod and your staff, they comfort her, that your spirit, Father God, you said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, but I'm always with you. So even as we're on our way to Florida, God, we thank you for keeping her. We thank you for comforting her. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of power resting upon her life. We thank you for dunamis power on the inside of her, oh God, that you don't leave us comforted, Lord, but we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father God, for being the lifter of her head, for being the lily in the valley, for being that friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For just being her hope, that she still yet has a praise in her mouth, even during this time of mourning, God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to comfort her, continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her, even as we continue to walk through this time. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your love and your faithfulness towards my mom, towards our mother. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless the family. Keep the family, oh God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mom, we pray your strength in the Lord and we'll see you shortly.
Yes.
We thank God for my
One
mother.
More day.
Hallelujah.
One
to
more
God
day.
Be the glory.
Amen.
We have another caller tonight, and that is a 757 area code. God bless
Praise
you.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also, I just want to add that, yes, our prayers are definitely going forth for the strength of the family. And I just praise God for the strength that he's giving you all. And not only for you all, but also for those whose lives will be touched through this time, through the family and through the messages and just through the love as it goes forth. And during this time, during the services, I just thank you, Lord, for lives being changed, souls being touched and saved, and lives being changed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Thank
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so
yes,
much
Lord.
For that. To
yes.
God be the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Rita, so
yes.
much for that. That it's about Jesus. It's about the gospel. It's about
yes.
we thank God that he loves people, and God's love is here, and it's going to be there when we get there for the homegoing service, the celebration of life service. Thank you for those
Amen.
Words.
Amen. Amen. I also want to just ask for continued agreement in the things that God has already given me and given me to do and has spoken to me as far as the things that I'm going forward in. Just continued agreement for the strength to just continue forward, even past the distractions and everything.
Well, praise God. We're going to lift it up before the Lord. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for your daughter, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, as she go in her war room, as she go in her prayer closet.
Yes,
you say what happens privately, God, you will manifest publicly. And right now, God, we thank you for the seed that she has sown into the ground over her Christian walk. We thank you that it's going to produce a harvest. We thank you, Lord, for growth. We thank you for fruit and multiplication. We thank you for increase, God, in every area of life. We believe by faith, God, it's harvest time. We believe by faith in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, that she will produce through her children, through her career, through her ministry. Oh, we see fruits, God, in every area of life. So, God, she is a productive vessel in the name of Jesus. You said she had, I feel the Holy Ghost. You said it, whether it's 1, 3, or 5 talents, God, Sister Rita has been faithful. And I thank you, Lord, that she's getting a well done. I thank you in the name of Jesus that the enemy is trying to oppose. The enemy is trying to delay. The enemy is trying to put up barriers. But God, no weapon against this woman of God will prosper. So I thank you, Lord. You, and when the enemy's up to soul, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's a hedge around you, but God has you in the name of Jesus. So whatever it is, God, you want her to see, whatever it is you don't want her to see, thank you for the spiritual realm. Thank you for the things that she know and don't know. Thank you for the mysteries that will always remain in her life. Oh, I feel you, God, in the Holy Ghost. So God, show her through the spiritual. Yes, we look for natural manifestation. Yes, we look and we have an expectation of a move of God in a certain way, in a certain direction. But God, we thank you that you're sovereign. I feel God. You're Elohim, God. You're Yahweh. You're Yeshua, God. And God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you know the plan. You know the thoughts. So God, let her rest. Let her be at peace. Let her wait on the Lord and be of good courage. In the name of Jesus. Bless her. Bless her indeed. Enlarge her territory. Because God, you know she'll do good with an enlarged territory. You know she'll be, you know she'll do good with more resources. God, you know if you enlarge her income and her finances and her broaden her horizon, her realm, that she will reach more people for you, God. So, God, I thank you that she'll be faithful of a few things. And when you put much in her hand, much resources, she's going to be faithful with that. So, God, we believe it's already done.
Thank you.
Her reach is already expanded. That's what I'm seeing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God, we thank you that the spiritual has already invaded the natural realm. And it's already done. The devil can't do nothing about it. In Jesus' name. I see that. Sister Rita, I see that thing so strong in the spirit. And we know that you understand that realm. And we understand that God has kept you in so many ways. And he's going to continue to keep you. And he's going to continue to provide for you. Amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. I know he's a keeper. I know there's things that only you and him know about. But that's the God you serve. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord, for new oil. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you. Hallelujah. She will. Oh, glory be to God. The enemy thought you'd get lukewarm by now, but you're still hot for Jesus. You're still on fire for the Lord. You still got zeal in your heart for the kingdom. You're still passionate about your purpose. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. So as we continue to cast down discouragement, as we continue to bind up that spirit of discouragement, as we continue to put the devil up under your feet, walk by faith and not by sight, and God will do it. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
by grace and mercy. His grace
yes.
and mercy.
Yes. He keeps you.
God
Amen.
Almighty.
By grace and mercy. Beginning to pray, I saw you walking through a field, and it was full of weeds, high weeds, high grass, high weeds, high weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the weeds were high. And God says, you have to become a high stepper. He said, I saw you beginning to step high, like your legs, your feet, you were picking them up higher and higher as you were walking. You were picking your feet up, and you were becoming a high stepper in the word. And it says, we bind up the spirit of distraction. God says, you are productive.
Ooh.
You are productive. But there are weeds. There are weeds along the path that are there. And it says that the word is your weed killer.
Wow.
The word is your weed killer.
The word.
So you're a high stepper in the word. God says, you're a high stepper in the word of God. He says, kill the weeds.
The word is your weapon.
Kill the weeds.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. By releasing the word, you spray out. You got that little spray bottle.
Mm-hmm.
We're spraying out that weed. Let that word become that spray that comes out of your mouth to kill the weeds. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they have no dominion. They have no authority. Amen. They're trying to choke off your productivity. Amen. So we bind up the spirit of distraction. Those weeds that are coming. Distracting spirits to choke off your productivity, and we loose your productivity on tonight in the name of Jesus. And God says your productivity is in your mouth, and that's what the devil wants to do, to shut your mouth and stop you from beginning to produce out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given you authority in your mouth. Amen. And they want to intimidate you. Snakes in the grass. My God, I see snakes in the grass. Even as Pastor said, keep walking with the devil under your feet. I said, she's walking through the weeds. Yeah, and God said, yeah, there are snakes in the grass. Amen. And you got to step on the devil's head. Amen. Hallelujah. As you stop back down on the ground, you're stepping on the devil's head, and he is being defeated at every turn. And that's why he keeps rising up against you, because he's being defeated at every turn. Amen. He has no power. Amen. So God says you have the authority to bring every situation that's trying to rise up against you under subjection. Amen. Through the power of the words that you are beginning to declare out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' saying you are a high stepper in the spirit realm. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to release that. I wasn't supposed to be saying nothing. I'm telling my mother, Mom, I told Pastor to come on and pray, and I'm just going to sit here. And God said, no, you're not, you know. So I wasn't supposed to be saying nothing. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you minister to others, when you're going through, it just makes you feel so much better, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to know that we have that word is quick. That word quick means alive.
Wow.
The word of God is alive. Amen. It's powerful. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword. There's that sword again. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we got the devil on the run on this prayer line tonight. And just go ahead and use your weapon. Pastor said, use your weapon, daughter. Go ahead and use your weapon. So we just thank God that the spirit of distraction has been annihilated in your life. We declare and decree it. Amen. Mm-hmm. And as you walk, God says, I need you to walk around saying, I am productive. I am bear fruit. Amen.
Amen.
I am a truth bearer. I am productive.
Amen.
I am bringing forth a harvest. I am bringing forth a harvest. 20, 40, 60, 30, 60, 100-fold. 30, 60, 100-fold. I am the weed killer. Kill the weed. I am.
Amen.
Amen. Begin to walk around with the theology of I am. Amen. So God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Praise you. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Thank you. We thank God for you.
God bless.
And Pastor received that word on Sunday, too, that you gave him to go back and look at the word. And he received that word.
I did
go back and I took your advice, and thank you, because it was something much in there for me. God bless you. I thank you for that.
He's our pastor, too. He doesn't leave.
Amen.
He's got your back. Glory
well,
God.
Praise God. We know
Amen.
You got our back.
God bless you.
Love you. God bless. Amen. To God be the glory. We have one more caller, Pastor.
Where?
At 984. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
It's our final caller tonight, 984. God bless you this evening.
Hey, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. My name is, this is Michelle. I was calling in tonight for prayer.
Prophet Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Okay,
you.
To God be the glory. Let us lift you up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your vessel. We thank you in the name of Jesus for this woman of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, before her mother's womb, you knew her, you ordained her, you called her to tear up and tear down and to root up and to bring down and to plant in the name of Jesus. So, God, as she continue to sow seed, good seed, it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to put bad seed in. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this is a season where good seed will grow, and we don't have to worry about the separation. So, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus as she gets the reaper out. I believe by faith right now, and we speak a prayer over her life, God, that this will be a productive season for Prophetess Michelle. We thank you, Lord, that she, even with the summer with the children, God, that it will be a productive summer in a season, God, whether it's school or work or the marketplace or ministry. We believe by faith, God, hallelujah, that your hand is on her life. Goodness and mercy are following her. The anointing of God on her head is overflowing. So, God, in the name of Jesus, let her witness the supernatural. Let her witness miracles in this season. Let her see the spiritual realm coming and invading the natural realm. Let her eye not see. Let her ear not hear. Let her into the heart, God, as your word says, what you have prepared for her because she loves you. And we believe, even though, God, the enemy, the haters, the jealous and the envious are there, we thank you, God, that it will not be the focus. The focus is faith. The focus is the Heavenly Father. The focus is the blood of Jesus. The focus is the power and the anointing. The enemy's trying to get you distracted, but not in this season. God, help her in the name of Jesus to set her heart and her mind toward heaven. Oh, I thank you that your word is a lamp to her feet, and your word is a light into her path.
Yes.
So, God, it doesn't matter what's happening on the left or the right, what's behind her, her history. We thank you that her future, her ladder, is greater in Jesus' name. Amen. And God says that to you tonight, that your ladder is greater.
My God.
Your history, your past is just that.
Jesus.
Your past is your past.
Jesus.
And your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. So I thank you that you're walking in it. I thank you for even praying tonight, because even as I was speaking, I saw a release and I felt the release. I don't know what area God is going to move, but there is something that has been delayed in your life. There is something that has been held up. But even as you call for prayer tonight, God released it. So I don't know what that thing is, but it's coming towards you, and it's coming towards you fast. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, God bless you. Amen.
Don't grow weary. Don't go weary. As Pastor was speaking, I saw all these things stored up for you. That you're just on the verge of breaking through in order to receive. Amen. There's so much that God has spoken over your life, and it's almost like, you know, you feel like you're about to pop sometimes. You know, like, God, I'm carrying so much. I'm expecting so much. I'm hearing so much. Guard your prophecy. guard your prophecy. Guard it with your life. Take that thing, write it down, and put it in your Bible and pray over it and believe God for it, because God said, my word will not come back to me void. It will produce that. It will produce and it will multiply that to which I have sent it. It will prosper that to which I have sent it. God the word, God the word, God the word. And God says, even there's some people that have spoken words to you of prosperity over your life, and even the fact that they're not necessarily walking with me, he said, don't consider that to be a false prophecy, because God says, I'm going to get what I have to you by any means necessary. He says, I used a donkey. He said, don't consider the vessel. He said, just hear the words that I'm speaking to you. He said, I'm sending the word through various vessels and through various methods and through various means. He said, but I'm trying to get to you what I have got for you, what I have for you. God is trying to get to you what he has for you. And he just needs you to stand and position yourself in faith. Don't waver. Don't grow weary. Just stand and position everything. He said, as Pastor was praying, I'm going to release this. I'm going to stop right here. But as he was praying, I heard, I've come too far to give up now. Ooh. She's come too far to turn back now. You've come too far. Amen.
Right.
He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far to disappoint you. He didn't bring you this far. So get your expectation back up. There's an elevating. There's even higher than it's been before. God wants you to get your expectation through the roof. He wants you to just begin to expect like the ridiculous thing. It's the unheard of. God says, I just want you to expect the ridiculous, that unheard of, the impossible during this season. And that's not just for you. I'm feeling it for a few more people on this line, Barbara and Rita and actually quite a few people, Pastor Jamal and Mom, all of you on this line, even as Kevin came in and testified, he walked into $500. He wasn't even expecting to get anything. It was a raffle. He was like, okay, well, why not? And look at it. They called his number one by one, each and every number, and it turned out being his number. God's got your number. So somebody's number is about to come up. Expect God in this season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, thank you, Pastor Anthony, so much. When Pastor Anthony was praying for me, he was speaking about distractions and different things that has, you know how, like, in past season, like, when you lose something, especially, like, we've been told that family should be with us, you know what I'm saying? And, like, sometimes it's not that you're letting them go, but sometimes the place that God wants you to go, you have to go in that direction, and everything that should be with you will join you on that. But you can't go chasing anything. And also, as far as like certain things, I have received words from certain people, and I was questioning those words yesterday and today. You know what I'm saying? I was like, God, I have not seen the manifestation. And you know, like sometimes when you see certain things that people do, but I thank God for God using you, prophetess, to tell me that even though, you know, sometimes it may not come from a source that is expected, but God is still speaking, you know what I'm saying, to get a word through me. So I received that, and I just thank God for both of you guys.
Amen.
Well, amen. God bless you. Remain faithful, and God will remain faithful to you. Get your expectation, because it's coming. Be ready to receive by faith.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. And I want to let you guys know that Josh got his first job as well. He's working for the city where we live on the deployment team as a deployment technician. So he's doing well as well.
Praise God. Look at God taking care of the offspring and the children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We pray for our son right now in the name of Jesus, even as receiving his first job, God. Thank you, hallelujah, for his mom that trained him in up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And, Father God, as he receives this income, we thank you that you give him a spirit of managing the money and, Father God, being productive and learning in the marketplace, hallelujah, a trade, a skill, an ability. And we thank you for this open door that you would, Father God, make it fruitful and make it productive for his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank God for you. God bless.
Congratulations on Joshua's first job. And God, thank you for confirming the word. And we love you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I love you guys, too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you all for your continued prayers. We pray, Sister Carmen. Amen. We thank you for your seed, even Kevin coming with the testimony, those that you're praying for in the Kahlo family, and everybody, Pastor Jamal, thank you, hallelujah, Cloud Nine Church, every caller represented tonight, we thank God for you. As we travel, continue to pray for us.
And Father God, we lift up our family tonight, and we pray for traveling mercies, oh God, on the highways and byways and the skyways, oh God, even as our family travels from around the U.S. to Florida, oh God. We thank you for angels around every vehicle, around every vessel that will carry each and every one of our family members, oh God. We thank you for safe arrival in Florida, God. We thank you for my sister Renee, my sister Jackie, those who are in Florida. Strengthen them, oh God. Give them, Father God, a replenishment of strength, oh God. They have been working and laboring, oh Lord. Lord, continue to bless and keep, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for your angels being on assignment in Florida on this weekend, oh God. We just thank you and we praise you. Continue to touch my sister. Wrap your arms around her, oh God. Comfort her and keep her, oh God, even during this difficult time. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We bind up this every demon on assignment and we release your power over her life, oh God. Let her even come closer to you, oh God, as a result of everything that has gone forth, oh God. We thank you that there shall be glory after this, Jesus. Oh God, that you shall even get the glory in the middle of this situation. Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we love you today. We love you, and we thank you for our mom. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So God bless you, everybody. Good night. We won't be in church tomorrow. Church will be open. New Creation will be open on Sunday.
Awesome.
You can visit us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue. The service is at 12:30. There will be bread in the house of God. Amen. On this upcoming Sunday. And we just thank God for your prayers. Amen. Please do so. Please do so. Go over to our website at nccmonline.org. Sow your seed. Your seed is helping us to continue to do the ministry that we do. Continue to be on the prayer line, to continue to keep the doors of the church open, continue to, for my me to be full-time ministry. Please do so. And again, it's nccmonline.org. And we thank God in advance for your seed. So God bless you, and thank you for those who have already sown. We have received. Y'all keep sowing. I see you sowing, and we thank God for each and every one of you who sow on a regular basis. God bless you, or who's ever sown. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want to play. Amen. I should have been ready. I believe.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I want you.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Why?
Rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.